Hello, and welcome to Raising Children Today, where we know that parenting can be tough, and we believe that asking for help doesn't have to be. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of Stop Child Abuse Now, SCAN of Northern Virginia. When parents divorce or separate, their children's world is often turned upside down. Feelings of loss, anger, and confusion are common among children whose parents have separated or divorced. Children who have lost parents through death have similar feelings. Even children of single parents can have negative feelings associated with not having a mother or father in their life. When a parent begins dating, these negative feelings can be intensified for the child. Dating is a huge step for single parents and their children. If you decided to start dating, it's important for you to discuss and accept all of your child's feelings when this happens. It's also critical that you carefully consider who will be spending time around your children. Joining me to talk about parents and dating is Tanya Fullwood of the National Center for Children and Families. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Diane.
Why don't we start with the impact that dating can have on our children?
When parents begin a new relationship, Diane, it's so important to remember that your child or your children can experience a range of emotions. Mm-hmm. These emotions can include insecurity. Some children may feel that their security is threatened when their parents begin to date. They may become angry and aggressive. Some children wonder if they will still be loved if their parent finds a new partner. It's important to make sure to ease your child's fears by showing and telling them how much you love them. Show an interest in everything that they do and congratulate them for their achievements as well as their efforts.
Sure.
Children also experience feelings of jealousy. It's common for a child to feel jealous of a parent's new companion. They may compare your new friend to their mother or father who doesn't live in the home anymore. Because of these feelings of jealousy, some children may seek a lot of attention or interrupt conversations that you have with your new friend. Be patient. It will take time for your child to adjust to you having relationships with other adults.
Right. And it's just the fact of dealing with change.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes difficult for children when there are changes in routines.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's particularly true when it involves a parent's new friend. For example, be sensitive to how your child feels when your new friend comes
mm-hmm.
to dinner. Be thoughtful about things such as simple as seating arrangements and have your child make sure they sit in their normal place.
Right. I think that's important, the consistency.
Yeah.
Children may also worry about a new parent or having a new parent. When dating gets serious and children hear the phrase new parent, they panic. They may be concerned that one of their parents will literally be replaced. Make sure to reassure your child that if your new relationship becomes permanent, your new partner will be an addition to their life and not a replacement
of
their old parent.
Right.
Remember, your children need comfort and reassurance all the time. They need to know that their parents will always love them, even if and when their parents form new relationships with other adults.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about some dating do's and don'ts for the single parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when parents decide to bring their new boyfriend or girlfriend into their child's life, it's really important that they do so carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Children need their parents' support and attention during this transitional period. And the children also need to feel and actually be safe when this happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be nice to just kind of go through a few do's and don'ts for dating when you're single with children. First of all, don't force your child to like a person just because you do.
I think that's important. You also don't completely ignore your child's negative reaction to a person. If they don't like them, you can explore why they don't. You can often learn something about a person's character from his interaction with your children. Also, don't leave your children alone with a new friend until you're sure, absolutely sure, that you know him or her well enough. Some do's to keep in mind
mm-hmm.
when you're single with children is to respect your child's feelings and opinions about your new friend, because they may have some instinct that you don't necessarily pick up because you're so close.
Right. And even if, you know, over time you can help them to see
mm-hmm.
that it may not be that feeling, it's important in the beginning to be respectful
right.
of what they're saying
right.
to you. So, in other words, put your children's interests
mm-hmm.
first. Also, allow your child some time to express his or her feelings naturally. You never want to suggest that a child hug or kiss a friend unless that's something they want
right.
to do. You don't want to
right.
be pushing that. Also, do let your new friend know your own family safety rules, especially about touching. Mm-hmm. You want to tell him or her that your children have been taught to tell if any of these rules are broken, no matter what. Right. And that way you're protecting right. their safety, and they're also really aware of what the guidelines are in your house.
Right. You also want to ask your children if they like the new person, and again, explore why or why not they have these feelings of dislike. Do watch your children's reactions for clues to how they feel. And also do make surprise visits when you have left them alone with the other adult. Parents who have successfully incorporated a new mate have managed by listening to their child when he or she expresses concerns or fears about their changing world. They are very observant and watch your child's behavior. You just want to make sure that they're in sync.
That's right. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Raising Children Today, and we're talking about parents and dating and some tips about coordinating and making sure you're putting your children's interests first. And in that vein, you know, when is the right time to introduce your new significant other to your children? Well, as we've kind of alluded to, bringing a new person into the family can almost threaten your child's sense of security. Therefore, it's really important to carefully consider how and when you should introduce your new significant other to your children. The, quote, right time for introductions will obviously vary from family to family because all children are very different, and you know your child the best. Mm-hmm. So there are some dating guidelines that we'd like to talk about that we think might be helpful.
I think one of those guidelines should be not to expose your children to everyone that you casually date. If you Right. introduce your children to everyone that you date, they may take away a small feeling of loss each time it doesn't last longer than a few dates. So it's important to just give it some time before you introduce the children. Children tend to believe that things happen because of something that they did or something that they said. They may feel responsible for the end of your relationship and really just not understand when it's so quick and you quickly change who you're dating. So it's best to be selective, introducing your children to only the people with whom you feel you have a serious chance of a future together.
I think that's a really good point. And when you are introducing them to someone, a new relationship that you've decided to do that, do it slowly and really think about the situation and the circumstances when you're going to do that. A short meeting is always best, and it shouldn't include the other person's children, if they have any. Plan to do something that your children will enjoy. And you can even make suggestions for conversation to your partner in advance in order to help things run smoothly. Also, give your children space to get used to the new person. We mentioned before, just because you really like the person doesn't mean that immediately they're going to. So clearly parents feel anxious about this because they want their children to like this person. But you got to be patient. And we know for ourselves, no one's ever comfortable if you're sort of being forced to either get to know or like someone. So by giving your children space to develop a relationship at their own pace, the end result is definitely going to be a better opportunity for greater acceptance.
Those were a few dating guidelines that we can all benefit from. Other dating tips include, it's important to explain to your new significant other that your child's best interests are always, always going to come first and be the priority. It's important that your significant other agrees with this and knows to expect this. Be careful about calling your significant other a friend in front of your children. It may take them a while to understand what that friend thing means. To them, it means something totally different than it means to adults. It may make them feel you're being dishonest with them. It also may send them mixed messages about what friends, again, really are. And get to know your significant other's friends and family. Getting to know their friends and family kind of gives you a sense of where they come from and just how they interact with other people.
You also want to try to help your own partner adjust, especially if this person does not have children. It more than likely would impact their tolerance because if they have not been around children, they're definitely not going to have the same tolerance that you have. He or she will need time to adjust to children. As a parent, you know that a child drastically changes home life, daily activities, and general behavior in many cases. So be aware as you enter into this, and just in some ways, as you're easing your child into it, you want to ease your partner into it as well.
Diane, you just spoke about that. And again, people who are not used to being around children will often have less patience and may be more easily aggravated, especially if your child is acting out in response to your dating. Prepare your date if you know your child is upset, scared, or has any concerns about your relationship. The sad truth is that many children are abused verbally, physically, and sexually by adults in their life other than parents. Often, and unfortunately, it's the boyfriend or girlfriend of the parent who is the actual abuser. Remember that it's your job to protect your children from anyone who might hurt them, regardless of the role they play in your life. And just to be open so you can kind of recognize it, your child's safety should always come first.
Absolutely. And remember that your commitment to your child is lifelong, and everything that you do, including what you do with other adults in your life, affects your child.
Right.
So make sure when you're dating, you always put your child's interests first. Take time to listen to your child's feelings about your new relationship without being defensive or giving explanations. You really want to give your child adequate space and time to adjust to this clearly transition in your life and their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but finding help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about dating and other parenting challenges, you can visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. I'm Diane Charles with SCAN of Northern Virginia, and joining me today has been Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families, and you have been listening to Raising Children Today.